Exercise 11, page 265.
Today, our guest is Morgana Seafarer, fashion designer turned child labor activist. Morgana, together with Gordy Whitaker, you created the No Child Workers Project. Could you tell us where you two met?
We met in Southeast Asia, where I was visiting on business. I was looking for a local partner for my new clothing company, and Gordy was there reporting for a US newspaper. We happened to be staying at the same hotel, and one evening we were sitting at tables next to each other. He introduced himself and invited me to join him, and we started talking. I told him that I had visited a few factories and I wasn't impressed by the conditions. I was kind of shocked, in fact. During our chat over dinner, we came up with the idea for No Child Workers.
And what is it that you offer that a traditional charity like UNICEF can't?
We are mostly a business. We believe in free trade and believe that these companies are needed in developing countries. So we're not trying to shut them down, but educate them. And the ones that show they are willing to stop the practice of having children working in their factories need to be rewarded for that. We're not trying to punish, but promote. And through my extensive contacts in the Western fashion industry, I can put ethical businesses in Southeast Asia in touch with like-minded ones in the West. So we get less of the suspicion and get dealt with a little more on a serious level.
And when did you realize this approach would be a success?
I suppose it was when we visited a factory where one of these deals had been struck. I saw something I had never seen before. Not only was there no sign of a child on the factory floor, but the owner had also set up childcare facilities so that parents could have their children looked after on site, while the parents worked in the factory next door. All the mums and dads went over at lunchtime and were playing with their kids, and there was so much laughing and smiling that I just thought, wow, we've never seen anything like it before. But the factory owner had realized that this was the best way to get his workers, often including the husband and the wife, into work on time, not distracted by worries, and focused 100% on the job.
So, what's next for No Child Workers?
We want to do more. We're preparing a documentary on that factory to show to fashion labels in order to encourage them to sign contracts with other factories willing to do the same thing. We think that the good publicity, as well as the feeling that they are actually doing the right thing, will persuade many to commit to paying higher prices for the clothes they have designed and want to be made. And though that might mean the products they sell will be a little more expensive, research has shown that consumers are willing to pay that little bit extra for a clear conscience.
Well, I wish you every success.